The pipeline would stretch from St. John, Indiana to Milwaukee. It would be the first natural gas pipeline in the Great Lakes. Environmentalists worry that polluted sediments containing PCBs, mercury, and other contaminants could get stirred up in the process of building the $300 million project. But their biggest concern is that the pipeline could set a dangerous precedent. Tanya Kabbalah is with the Lake Michigan Federation.
This is not just about one pipeline from Indiana to Milwaukee. You know, are we opening the door to crisscrossing the lake with pipelines?
According to a representative of People's Energy, the company will need permits from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and several other governmental agencies before the project can move forward. The company hopes to have the pipeline up and running by late 2001. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.